A word for you from 2 Samuel, chapter 11, verse 1. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. You might ask, well, what is there? What word is there for me today in this? This is just a little piece of history, but it is actually of great importance because this was the beginning of David's fall. Though David was a man after God's heart, and though, yes, much later on, he did come to repentance, Psalm 51 is the great psalm of repentance of David's, but nevertheless, God has recorded in detail how David fell into sin. He doesn't hide and take away this embarrassing detail because it's a lesson for us how not to fall. Notice here that the beginning of his fall is that he did something that he had never done before, and that was he did not go out with his army to fight God's battles. He didn't make war with God's enemies. Of course, this is not referring to literal military action. Of course not. We're not speaking here in today's language and in this era in which we live about any physical battles. We're speaking here about the battles of the Lord. David had always led his men. He had never been absent from a battle. He was always in the forefront. Even as a boy, he had conquered Goliath. And now, for the very first time, he did not lead his men into battle. And this was his first step before his downfall. Because it meant that he was now idle. He wasn't busy with God's work. And so too, dear friend, you might find yourself idle, not busy fighting and resisting sin, confessing sin, hating sin, dealing with that which is the enemy of God. I don't mean other people, I mean in yourself. God's enemies in you, resisting sin, confessing it, hating it. If you're not busy with that, if you're not busy doing battle in the right sense of the word, in the scriptural sense, then you are on the way down because you find that your hands are idle. And later on from verse 2, as David went down the slippery slope, you'll find yourself as well going down. Be busy with God's work. Be busy with the Lord himself, and you will be protected.